Någonting är igång. Right, now, Doug. Oh, Mr. Coleman. What's the matter? Well, I can't do it. What can't you do? I can't decide. It's no good. Oh, what are you trying to decide? Well, I've been at home and there is pizza in the freezer and cream donut and cream eclair and cream bun in the fridge. Right, okay, with you so far. And I know you can't decide whether you want a pizza or a cake. No, Mr. Coleman, I can't decide which cake to have on top of my pizza. Oh, Doug. Well, I don't think that's really a life or death decision, is it? Mr. Coleman, we need to eat. If I don't eat, I might die. Doug, I don't think you'll die for lack of cream cakes and pizza. Are you sure? Well, fairly sure, yeah. The people in our story today that we're going to have read in a minute, they had a much more important decision to make.
Oh, how many cream cakes did they have to choose between?
No, they didn't have any cream cakes. They had to choose between life and death.
Well, they should have had the cream cakes, then they'd be alive.
Well, no, to be honest, Doug, they didn't have any cream cakes. And they hadn't had cream cakes or anything like that for 40 years. In fact, all they'd had to eat for 40 years was manna and quail in the desert.
Oh, manna and quail for dessert?
No, in the desert.
Oh, what's manna and quail?
Well, manna is like, to be honest, we don't really know. I think it's a bit like Quavers, but without the cheese.
Quavers?
Yeah. And I think quail is, I've never tasted it, to be honest, it's like chicken.
Quavers and chicken with custard?
No, there wasn't any custard.
Gravy?
No, there wasn't any gravy.
Ketchup?
No, Doug, all they had was manna and quail.
For 40 years?
For 40 years.
Didn't they get bored?
Well, they got a little bit bored, yeah, it has to be said. But it's kind of their own fault. They didn't have to be in the desert at all. Because 40 years before the story we're having today, they'd been standing on the exact same spot, looking out into the promised land.
Is that a hotel?
No, Doug, that's the land that God was taking them into, where he wanted them to live.
And they were looking into it. Well, what was it like?
Well, 40 years previous, they'd sent spies into the land to find out.
Yeah, and what was it like?
Well, it had great food and great animals and great land. It was a great place.
Why didn't they go into it?
Well, because they were afraid of great big giants.
Great big giants? There were giants in the land?
Well, maybe. Yeah, to be honest, the spies that came back, all apart from two of them, the spies that came back were just saying, well, they're really big, they're giants, we can't go in there, we're afraid. They wouldn't trust God.
Oh.
And God had to teach them a lesson, so he let them wander in the desert for 40 years. And now Moses, their leader, was showing them what God wanted them to know, because he wanted them all to trust God completely and just do what God wanted instead of just what they wanted to do. He wanted them to trust him and not trust in themselves.
Oh, Mr. Coleman, I think my decision is really easy.
Yeah, I think it is by comparison, actually, Doug.
Yeah, I know exactly what to choose.
Oh, I'm really glad. What? Which one are you going to go for?
I'm going to have all the cakes on my pizza with custard and gravy and ketchup.
Mmm, that's nice, Doug. Well, I'll leave you to that one. Say goodbye.
good thigh.
And so to our reading, we've said a little bit of it this morning, a couple of verses of it, but we're having our reading from Deuteronomy 30, which Mandy, she is going to read to us. Life. I've put something down somewhere and I don't know where I put it. I had that this morning. I'm looking for a pile of green envelopes, if anyone's seen those. Pile of green envelopes. Okay, I need someone to help me. Oh, thank you. Wonderful. Come out here. All right, we're going to see if we can choose life. We're going to see if we can choose the secret of eternal life. Do you think we can have a go at that? Okay, what I need you to do, we're going to take it in turns. One of us is going to pick up two envelopes. And the other ones are going to choose. Okay? So, do you want to go first? Do you want to pick up two of those envelopes? Or you can mix them around a bit or whatever. Just pick up two. And there we are. Okay, now I'm going to choose one that we're going to reject. Okay? So I think... I reject that one. Okay, so put the other one down. But would you like to open it and find out what's in it? Ah, you have rejected sport. Do you want to read the Bible verse?
You shall have no other gods before me.
You shall have no other gods before me. Why have I put that down for sport? Because I think some people can be so focused on sport sometimes that it becomes like a god. That it becomes something that all they want to do is achieve in their sport. And that's great. Sport's wonderful. We love sport. But actually, the Bible says that we should run in a different race. We should run the race to win the prize that is Christ, that is eternal life. And we should want to please him and not please ourselves. You see, sport doesn't lead to life. Just like our people in the desert, God's people, were wanting life, but they were wanting to do it their way. And that's why they'd ended up in the wilderness for 40 years, because they didn't want to choose life. They chose things that lead to death, trusting in themselves, trusting in their own power, rather than trusting in God. Right, okay, it's my turn. I'm gonna pick two, and there you are. You can choose one or the other. That one, okay. Right, do you want to open up the envelope?
Family.
Do you want to read the Bible verse?
Those who love their father or mother more than they love me are not worthy to be my followers. Those who love their son or daughter more than they love me are worthy to be my followers.
So people that love their families more than they love God are not worthy to be his followers. That sounds a bit harsh. We want to love our families. Of course we want to love our families. God has given us our families. But if we love them more than we love God, if we're choosing family over God, if we choose to spend time with our family in a way that shuts God out, then that will only lead to misery. That will lead to difficulties in the family that we can't resolve because God's not there, right in the middle of our family, helping us. Right, pick another two envelopes for me. Okay, I'm going to choose that one. Okay, so I have rejected. Oh, do you want to read that?
Many. No one can serve two masters. Either he will hate one and love the other, or he will
be devoted
to the one and desperate the other. You cannot serve both God and money.
You cannot serve both God and money. And money's really useful. We can use it to help people, or we can use it for all kinds of reasons, but we can also love it so much that it becomes a god to us. And God says, I don't want any of you to have any gods apart from me. I am the one true God. Jesus Christ said, I have come that they may have life. And he also said, no one comes to the Father except through me. You can't get to God. You can't get to heaven by any other means other than through Christ. So if money is there, that's a blockage. You know, Moses wanted the people to live well in the land. They had to choose between the things that they had for themselves and wanting all the things that God was giving them. And all the time they were being disobedient. They were missing out on the good things that God had to give them. Right. Okay. I'm going to choose two. I think we'll have these two. Would you like to choose one of those? That one. Okay.
Church.
Go on.
All through their fast, I will not listen to their cry. Their burnt offer and grain offers, I will not accept them.
So God's saying, you can give me all the offerings and grain offerings and songs and things that you want, but if I haven't got your hearts, if I haven't got you, then what have I got? What are you giving me? I need to have you. I need to have your love. I need to have your devotion. I need to have your praise from you. Not just giving me your money, not just giving me your songs, but giving me yourselves. And that's what God wanted of his people as they went into the promised land. For us, the promised land is being Christians. In one sense, we move from non-Christianness to being Christians, to being in Christ. That's a promised land. And also, ultimately, the promised land, the ultimate promised land, is heaven for us. But God wants us to live life first. He wants us to live the exciting life that he's got for us before we get to heaven. Because being a Christian, going into the promised land, is just the beginning. There's a whole life to live. And that's what Moses wanted to point out for the people. Right, okay. Well, not many to choose from. I'm going to choose that one, I think. Okay, so this is the last rejection. The one after this is the one we've chosen. It's like having your birthday, isn't it? Popularity.
Do not follow the crowd in doing wrong.
Do not follow the crowd in doing wrong. You know, we all want to be liked, but the person who really matters, that we really need to please, the only person it matters whether he likes us or not is God. We all love to be loved, but ultimately, only God's opinion counts, and God loves us very much. But it upsets him when we do things wrong, when we disobey. So Moses puts before the people obedience and disobedience, the law and breaking the law, life and death. Choose life, says Moses. Choose life that you may live long in the land. Right, last envelope. This is the one we have chosen. Better not be like grass or something or...
Jesus.
Yay! We got there.
God loved the world so much that he gave his one and only son so that whoever believes in him may not be lost, but the eternal life.
Well done. Thank you very much. God loved the world so much that he gave us Jesus so that whoever believes in him may not die, may not be lost, but have eternal life. Thank you very much. You may go and sit down. Well done. Right, we're going to sing. And straight after the song, we're going to have the sketch. Just so that everyone in the sketch knows. We're going to sing, As For Me and My House. Joshua took over from Moses going into the land, because Moses didn't make it in. But Joshua did make it in, and Joshua was leading the people of God. And Joshua said, you can go whatever way you want to go. You know, you can choose life or death. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. As for me, as for what I'm doing, well, we're serving the Lord. Come and serve the Lord with me, is what Joshua is saying to the people. So we're going to sing that song, As For Me and My House. It's on my video. There is a long instrumental that's there for dancing. So anyone that wants to dance during the long instrumental, that would be a great time to do it. So let's stand and let's... you can dance with me. Hey, as for me and my house. Where are our two other sketch people? Our two wonderful. There we are. Yeah, no, it's okay. Right, okay. You both got your. Okay, one of you. You're number one. Who gives the calling card? Two. So number two, you need that. There we are. Have a folder to make you look really official, and you can share the microphone.
Yeah, I'm gonna get my yoga.
Right. Okay. So if you take that one.
Thank you.
There we are, and you have the microphone first. I need the script. There we are.
Good morning. This is the Evangelical Mission to the Poor and Needy. What can I do for you? Right. We'll do everything we can to help you. Pray for you, send money, organise a campaign for you.
Excuse me, your daughter's on the other line. She needs to speak to you urgently.
Can you tell her to call back? I can't speak to her just right now.
But she says she's very depressed. Needs to spend some time with you.
Tell her I'll speak to her this evening. Hello, Evangelical Mission to the Poor and Needy. Oh, Mr. Zealous, good morning. Oh, I'll certainly organise the rally for you. We'd like to give you every support.
Excuse me, Miss Fervent. It's your next door neighbour. She's popped in to ask whether you'd like to come round for a sherry.
That's rather awkward. I don't drink. Oh, goodness, I'm supposed to be at the Missionary Prayer Fellowship. Can you put her off?
Oh, she looks a little down. Spoke of her husband.
Yes. He left her, apparently. Tell her I'd like to come round sometime in the near future. So sorry for the interruption, Mr. Zealous. Oh, could you put me on to Mr. Enthusiasm? I'd be so grateful. Bless you. Hello, Mr. Enthusiasm. This is the Evangelical Mission to the Poor and Needy. Yes, yes. Oh, bless you. Well, I really have appreciated all the support over the years, and I must thank you for your generous gift. Certainly, I'd be more than happy to speak at the women's group. Dyer is a bit full. What about the 15th of August? Super, bless you. Goodbye.
There's a map.
The door himself.
Drink.
He says he lives in the basement of the back of the road.
Just a minute. 15th of August, Women's Group 3:30. Hymns and readings to be chosen by the 7th of August. Now, look, can you tell this man, give him some money and tell him it's difficult to find any jobs for him at the moment? Hello, Evangelical Mission to the Poor and Needy. Yes, yes, BBC Radio 4. Thought for the day. How soon? Fine, I'd love to. Oh, bless you. I'll be in touch.
Another visitor has just called, Miss Fervent, but he went away.
Oh, thank goodness for that. This is getting ridiculous.
He left his card.
Jesus called. Unavailable.
Jesus called.
But found you unavailable.
Unavailable.
Thank you. Thank you both. Jesus called but found you unavailable. I wonder if we are too busy for Jesus. I wonder if sometimes we're so busy running around, maybe even doing church, running around doing lots of things that are really important, useful, good things, but we've actually shut out Jesus. We've shut out spending time with Jesus. So we're going to spend a bit of time now. We're going to say sorry for the things that we've done that have made Jesus sad. And we're going to say sorry for the things that we haven't done, that in not doing them, we've made Jesus sad because of the things we could have done and didn't, the opportunities we missed. Right, I need three or four people just to come and give these out. I need some people to give out pens, or unless if you've got a pen, use your own pen. Otherwise, we'll give you a pen. Can I have just a few people to come? I need papers given out, and I need pens given out. Okay, if you can give, there we are, one paper to everyone. Can you give some out as well? There we are, come back for more. Can I have a couple more people to give out papers, just to get it done quickly? So one paper for everyone. Hopefully there'll be some spares at the end, so if you need another one later on, we'll give you another piece of paper. While they're being given out, I'll explain what we're doing. What I want you to do is think of something you're not proud of, something you're ashamed of, something you don't want anyone to know about, and they won't know about it, but I want you to write it or draw it, represent it in some way on that piece of paper. And we're going to bring our pieces of paper and we're going to put them in this bowl of water. This is representing the cross. This is, thank you. This is representing the cross of Christ and the blood that Jesus shed. You know, in the Bible, blood represents life. And that's why the ceremonial laws in the Old Testament, people had to drain all the blood out of the veins of the animals, because the blood represented life. Well, Jesus' blood represents life for us. And so what I want you to do is put down on that paper something that you think, I wish I hadn't done that. I don't want anything more to do with that. I want to get rid of this addiction. I want to get rid of that thing that has blighted me. I want to get rid of that thing that's put a knot in my stomach, a block in my throat, that thing that's made me feel bad because it's been wrong. And I want you to put it on that paper, and then I want you to just come out, drop it in the water, and no one will ever see it again. So just drop it in the water, leave it at the cross. And then just say a prayer. You can go back to your seat and say a prayer. You can kneel at the front or stand at the front and say a prayer. And while you do, we're going to play some music.
I have searched to find the meaning of this life, something that would fill my empty soul. Some believe a lie, choose darkness over light, but I will stand and let the whole world know. I choose Jesus, I choose Jesus,
love could mean so much to me. Yeah,
spend just a moment or two in silence and confess our sins before God. Lord Jesus, we've neglected others in our busyness. We've not had time for the people you've sent to us to love and to care for. We've neglected you in our busyness, wanting to do only the things that we enjoy, shutting out spending time with you, reading our Bible, building up and encouraging others. Lord, you love the world, and you want us to love it too. You love us, and you want us to love you too. Lord, help us to be the ones to love those around us, to find time for other people. Make us people who love those in our schools, our workplaces, our communities, our homes, our families. Let us be the ones who pray for change in the lives of others. So Lord, forgive us now. Renew us. Put your Spirit afresh in us. Stir up your Spirit in our lives. Give us a new enthusiasm. And give us new life once more. In your name we ask it, Lord Jesus. Amen. So Moses put before the people a choice, life or death, blessing and curse. He wanted the people to live long in the land and live life in all its fullness. And the only way to do it is to have him in the middle. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. So we're going to sing that song now.